Pablo Ruiz Picasso, the universal artist, was not only a Spaniard by virtue of his birth. Wherever he went, he projected his Spanishness, conserving the customs he'd picked up in Malaga, La Coruña, and Barcelona. His love of Spanish culture and traditions is manifest in all facets of his creative universe, and his signs of identity are never far below the surface.
One very emblematic Spanish symbol is the woolen cloth garment known as the Spanish cape, with its velvet strips and bright coloured, usually red, lining. As adornment, the cape's collar has two decorative brooches. The origins of the Spanish cape can be traced back to the 13th century in Béjar, a village in the province of Salamanca in the northwest of Spain.
This particular cape is a replica of the one which belonged to Picasso. The original was made by Casa Seseña, a time-honoured business in Madrid that has been supplying capes to monarchs, nobles, and leading figures from the world of culture since 1901.
Picasso was very familiar with Spanish customs, and he would have seen these capes in the works of great painters like El Greco, Velázquez, Goya, Zuloaga, and Sorolla. In 1955, therefore, as a gift to remind him of his homeland, his great friend, the famous bullfighter Luis Miguel Dominguín, presented him with a Casa Seseña cape. Picasso appeared wearing the cape in several photographs during the 1950s. One of them was published as the cover of Life magazine, on display here. For Picasso, the Spanish cape symbolized the years of his youth in Spain.
But the best-known anecdote, and the one which definitively linked Picasso to capes made by Casa Seseña, concerned the artist's last wife, Jacqueline Roch, and his barber and close friend, Eugenio Arias. In the 1970s, Jacqueline wanted to give Picasso a cape and asked Eugenio to buy one in Spain. Once it had been purchased from Casa Seseña, the cape eventually reached Picasso through the famous football club Real Madrid, which was playing an important match in Nice at that time.
Picasso kept that cape until the day he died, on the 8th of April 1973. According to his widow, Jacqueline Roch, and his granddaughter, Marina Picasso, the artist was buried clad in a black Spanish cape with embroidered trimmings.